Wow, that's really amazing to know how we can foresee things or see from the end result. And I would like to know at this point, please reflect on the church planting movement around the world, like countries like India, China, and other Asian countries, and also Africa, the special focus on the Muslim world, Latin America, and Europe, because as you said, Lord is really moving in midst of these nations, and particularly since I am from India, talking with you today, I would like to hear more on India and China and Southeast Asian countries, more in an elaborate way, because we are trying to train thousands and thousands of church planters in the days to come. I think the opportunities are unlimited. We are excited and we have the passionate spirit to really equip these church planters.
Amen. Well, thank you, David. I think the most exciting thing I hear today from church planters is when they say, I don't want to just be a church planter. I want to see a movement planted. And what they're saying is, I'm not going to be satisfied with one or two churches. That's not going to get the job done. I want to see thousands upon thousands of churches reproducing themselves through a people group. It's also very encouraging to be able to say to you that without a doubt, there are more church planting movements in Asia today than anywhere else in the world. I guess that's not a coincidence, since there's more people in Asia than anywhere else in the world. God has chosen to pour out His miracles among the peoples of Asia, because this is where the masses of population are located. We've seen church planting movements in virtually every setting around the world. We've seen it among Catholic background believers. We've seen it among communist background believers. Among secular atheists, we've seen it among gypsies in Europe. We've seen it among Chinese traditionalists in China, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus. This is something God seems to enjoy demonstrating, that He is not limited by any ideology, any cultural background. In China today, frankly, there are more church planting movements in that country than anywhere else on earth. One house church official said his best estimate was that there were 30,000 people being baptized every day in China.
Wow.
And this was echoed, though, by a communist official who said, no, the numbers are closer to 40,000 every day.
Praise the Lord.
Of course, they weren't too excited to know that so many people were turning from communism to Jesus Christ, but it thrills us. And it's great to know that God is raising up millions and millions of believers today in China. Now, in India, can India be far behind with such a large population, more than a billion people, more unreached people groups, more people groups than any other country in the world by far? Yes. And that promise, again, from Habakkuk 1:5 rings especially dear to us. Who live in India, because God says, look to the peoples, look to the nations, the people groups. India has more people groups than anywhere else in the world. So God is saying, look to India, for I'm going to do something in India in your day.
Wow.
So amazing you would not believe it. And we're seeing this happen. For example, in Madhya Pradesh state, one of my friends working in that state, Dr. Victor Chowdhury, speaks of more than 4,000 new churches that were started there in less than 7 years. He says in 1 year they multiplied 1,000 new churches, even as they went deeper into God's Word and did more in discipleship and leadership development. In the state of Orissa, a state that's been filled with a great deal of conflict and turmoil, in the midst of that, one church planting movement practitioner reported that a new church was being started every 24 hours. Over a several-year time frame, they had 1,000 new churches planted and 1,000 more new outreach points where they were looking at starting new churches. One of the most exciting, though, has been taking place in the heart of the Bhojpuri-speaking people of Bihar State and eastern Uttar Pradesh. In this very conflicted region of India, a movement that began with the first little efforts, a very difficult place in 1989, has continued to grow and unfold and multiply, so that in just this last year, October of this last year, they were reporting more than a million baptized believers come to Christ just in the last decade. In that course of time, they've had More than 11,000 new churches started among Bhojpuri-speaking people of Bihar State and eastern Uttar Pradesh. So yes, God is multiplying new life across this part of the world. Among Muslims in South Asia, we're seeing an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Spirit, new church starts. I remember in my own research stumbling across a couple of Indian newspaper articles that spoke of thousands of Muslims turning to Christ in the state of Kashmir.
Wow.
In fact, one of the headlines said, Muslims turn from jihad to Jesus.
Wow.
And I said,
I like it.
Praise God. This is the time to do that. In another Southeast Asian country, we now have very solid reports of more than 520,000 Muslims who have been baptized into the body of Christ, turning from Muhammad to Jesus as their source of salvation. This is exciting, and it's never happened before, not only in South Asia, but in the history of Christian missions to Muslims. This is the day of salvation for Muslims.
Yes.
We praise God for that.